My dearly beloved in Christ, 2 days ago, we had the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And it is very important for us this time of year, during the month of June, which is dedicated to the Sacred Heart, to reflect upon what that devotion means. Now, we look at an image of the Sacred Heart. We see that the heart is surmounted by flames coming out of the heart, which indicate the vehemence of the love of Jesus for us. And those flames are surmounted by a cross, showing us that that love of our Lord, that infinite love for us, led him to such a point as to lay down his life, and in such a terrible, cruel way for us, for our salvation. Also, the heart, which is wounded, is surrounded by a crown of thorns, also an indication of all that our Lord suffered for us. The litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is a beautiful prayer with invocations such as patient and rich in mercy. Our Lord's heart is filled with love and mercy. And in fact, when we think of the Sacred Heart, we particularly think of the mercy of our Lord, and in particular, his mercy toward sinners. In today's gospel, we have that wonderful parable of the lost sheep. And our Lord, in explaining this parable, says, does not the shepherd leave the 99 in the desert, leave them aside by themselves to go in search for the sheep that was lost? And when he finds the sheep that was lost, he puts it on his shoulders and brings it back to the flock with a joyful heart. And he says to his friends, to the other shepherds and other friends, rejoice with me because I have found the sheep that was lost. And the conclusion of this story is, even so, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who have no need of repentance. Now notice the occasion on which our Lord told this parable. It says that publicans and sinners were drawing near him to hear him, and the Pharisees and the scribes found fault. They said, this man welcomes sinners and even eats with them. They were scandalized, but they did not understand the Sacred Heart and the wonderful mercy of our Lord's heart. Now, in a few weeks, we will celebrate the feast of a great saint, Saint Mary Magdalene. And if we look at the life of Saint Mary Magdalene, we find, because it is recorded in Scripture, that she had been a great sinner. But when she heard our Lord, his teaching, she had confidence. She trusted in our Lord, and she thought, I have this opportunity to be forgiven and to change my life. So she chose an occasion when our Lord was dining in the home of a Pharisee. Now, in those days, especially in the Holy Land, where the temperature can be quite warm, the homes were not as secured as they are that we are used to nowadays. And so it was easy for someone to walk in. There might have been a veranda where it was open. And she crept in very quietly, came up where our Lord was dining, as they did in those days, on couches. And she came up behind our Lord and knelt at his feet. And she washed his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and anointed them with precious ointment. And the Pharisees were aghast. They thought to themselves, surely this man must know what kind of woman this is, that she is a sinner. And our Lord spoke to the Pharisee in whose house he was, and he said, I have something to say to you. If a man forgives two persons who owe him a great deal, and one owes him more, a greater debt, and the other a lesser debt, but he forgives both of them, which one will love him more? And the Pharisee says, I suppose the one to whom more was owed, who owed him more. And our Lord said, you have judged rightly. Look at this woman. I came into your house. You didn't wash my feet. She has washed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. And he went on to say, many sins are forgiven her because she has loved much. So this story shows us the infinite love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and how much he delights in forgiving sin. Now, we've all seen pictures. This parable of the lost sheep is a common theme for artists. So you'll find different pictures of a shepherd, our Lord himself, leaning over the side of a cliff to get a sheep that has maybe fallen over and is on a ledge but can't get back up on top of the cliff. Or a sheep that is surrounded by thorns and briars being rescued by the shepherd. And can we not identify with that sheep? How many of us must admit, I was like the lost sheep, and our Lord in his mercy came after me. Notice the good shepherd leaves aside the 99 and goes after the sheep that is lost. It has been said that the parable of the Good Samaritan is a very good example of the mercy of God and his love for us, but it fails in one aspect. Note in that parable, the younger son received his inheritance and he went into a far country and squandered it. And then he came back home thinking, I'm suffering from want and hunger. He was so hungry, he even craved the food that was given to the pigs. And he said, I will go back to my father's house and I will fall on my knees before him. And I will say, Father, forgive me, for I have ashamed you. I have brought shame on our house. I'm not worthy to be called your son. Let me be your servant. And in the parable, the father embraces him and has a feast day prepared. And the older brother, who never left his father, was angry. And the father said, it is good for us to rejoice because your younger brother was lost and he has been found. It was like he was dead, and he's alive again. And that is another wonderful story that we can apply to the mercy and the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But as I said, it fails in one thing. Because if it were our Lord, whom that father in the parable symbolizes, he would have gone searching for the son that ran away from him. Our Lord pursues the sinner. And how does he do that? Through the voice of conscience. The sinner is tormented with remorse, with the sense of guilt, until he returns. And so our Lord pursues the sinner by his grace, by the promptings of grace and the voice of conscience. So he indeed is a good shepherd who loves us. And let us always remember that lesson of the parable, that there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents, even more than over 99 just who have no need of repentance. With God, when sins are properly repented of and atoned for, they are forgotten, they are forgiven and forgotten. And how grateful we must be that God is and acts in such a way. How often we are just the opposite. We nurse grudges. We find it hard to forgive. But how grateful we should be that God is so loving and forgiving and is not like us. So the infinite mercy, the infinite love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and this forgiveness we can see in the example of St. Mary Magdalene that I cited earlier. Because St. Mary Magdalene, after she repented and changed her life and amended her life, she returned home. Apparently, her parents were dead, but we know that she had a brother named Lazarus and a sister named Martha, and they lived in a little town called Bethany, a few miles outside Jerusalem. And we also read that our Lord often went to their home because he found a welcoming home. Jerusalem was hostile. There were all those leaders of the people that did not like our Lord, were envious of him, hated him, sought his death. And we, in fact, never read in the gospel that our Lord spent a night in Jerusalem, except the night on which he was arrested, the beginning of his passion. Rather, he returned, he left the city and went to Bethany to stay with friends, including Mary Magdalene. She was one of the holy women who followed our Lord around, and she was faithful to him to the foot of the cross and was favored with the very first recorded apparition of our Lord after his resurrection. So what happened to St. Mary Magdalene later, after our Lord ascended into heaven? It is tradition that she, along with her brother Lazarus and her sister Martha and some other Christians, were put on a boat by enemies, maybe the Jews, enemies of the Christians. They were put on a boat with no rudder and just abandoned to the winds. And by divine providence, the wind carried them to southern France, and they embarked at Marseille and lived in the area of Provence, southern France, and evangelized that area. But you can go there today and see the cave where St. Mary Magdalene lived for the last 30 years of her life and spent that time in prayer and penance and contemplation. What a wonderful example of repentance and conversion, conversion changing one's life. If we have been like that lost sheep, if our Lord has pursued us by his grace, and if we have repented and changed our lives, let us be like St. Mary Magdalene and have a complete conversion, a complete change, and love the Sacred Heart for the rest of our days. And how do we do that? How do we love our Lord? The proof is in how we live. As our Lord himself said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Those who are the most faithful to God's holy will are the ones who love him the most. And we all have that struggle. St. Peter says in today's epistle, "Be sober, be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, goes about seeking someone to devour." And he says, "Resist him, steadfast in the faith." Why? Because the same suffering befalls your brethren all over the world. In other words, you are not unique. You have trials, you have sufferings, you have temptations. Sometimes you're tempted to just quit trying to live your faith because of all the temptations and the spirit of the world, etc. The same suffering, the same struggle, our Lord says, St. Peter says, falls to your brethren all over the world. We all have to fight the good fight. But by looking at the Sacred Heart, by reflecting upon the love of our Lord and his willingness to forgive, if we but repent and amend, his willingness to forgive should give us courage and help us to faithfully serve him the rest of our days, to strive to offer to our Lord the love that he deserves. And one last aspect of devotion to the Sacred Heart is reparation. In other words, our hearts should be wounded. We should be saddened by the fact that so many people do not love God. So many people live lives far from God and from his will and offend him day in and day out. That should sadden us, that our Lord, who loves us so much, who loves all mankind and would have laid down his life for every one of us, that so many do not love him in return. That should pierce through our heart and make us want to offer atonement for those who do not love and serve Almighty God. So this is what the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus means: love and reparation. Let us love him with all our hearts. Let us make up for those who do not love him. And let us be forever grateful for his mercy to the lost sheep that he desires to bring back to the fold, that we might be and remain with him forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.